Watch, Stolen Car Flies Dukes of Hazzard Style During Police Chase. By Amy Furr on February 15, 2026. Police officers in Aurora, Colorado, watched in amazement as the driver of a stolen car took it to new heights earlier this month. Law enforcement said the incident happened February 3 when officers located the stolen vehicle and tried to deploy Star Chase equipment. The Aurora Police Department said in the caption of the video, Star Chase's equipment attached to the front of police vehicles and when activated and deployed. Shoot a sticky GPS dart onto the back of whatever vehicle we are aiming at, the agency said. However, the dart missed its mark and officers flipped on their lights and sirens. But instead of pulling over, a passenger leaned out of the car with a gun, pointing it at the officers. The suspect did not fire upon police, and officers continued pursuing the car. After hitting a median, Dukes of Hazzard style, the stolen vehicle crashed at Boiling Drive and North Hannibal Street. And yet, the suspects didn't stop there. They decided to run. So, we kept going. Because we don't stop either, the department explained. Video footage shows the white car zoom in front of a police vehicle. And one officer is heard saying, they're gonna crash when the car briefly flies into the air after hitting the curb. Police eventually located the three suspects. The department identified them as 18-year-old Angelo Mungia, 18-year-old Wadi Hang and one 17-year-old juvenile male, all hiding in backyards, noting the car was indeed stolen. Video footage shows how police use the Star Chase technology. In August, Aurora police arrested a man accused of stealing a Chevy Express van. He was identified as 34-year-old John Raspatha, according to KKTV. Officers tried to stop the van via pit maneuver, but it ultimately came to a halt due to a flat tire. The suspect refused to exit the van when officers told him to do so, so they broke the window open and deployed pepper balls. Police said, John's response? He lit a cigarette, told officers he'd come out after he finished it, and sat back for a smoke break. Spoiler, pepper balls don't wait, and neither do we. He quickly exited on his own. Axios reported in January that the most stolen car model in Colorado throughout 2025 was the Chevrolet Silverado.